You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The problem most men have is they don't know how to talk to women.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
You know what my problem is? I am not interesting.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What am I supposed to say? I went to magic camp? I'm an accomplished ventriloquist?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Oh, I am a seventh degree imperial yo-yo master. Oh, do me, yo-yo master. I want you to do me because you're the yo-yo guy.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy hump day to you.
It's so far a masterpiece, if I do say so myself.
We got a masterpiece going. Let's see if we can make it the final 57 minutes. You've located your burritos. The boys have their burritos. Your burrito boys.
Yeah.
How we feeling? We excited? How's it
Very
look?
Very excited.
I haven't seen it yet. I got to wait for the commercial break
Is
now.
It a wet burrito? Is there like stuff on it?
No.
Okay.
No
toppings? There's nothing like a...
No. Salsa in a little cup on the side.
So you got the verde on the side.
Here's the thing, man. Yeah. Look. I don't order food very often.
This has been a journey for the last 25 minutes of the show. It's here. It's not here. Where is it? The guy dropped it off. Where's the burritos?
The journey is quite wild with the notifications of the app. Your order is on its way. T-minus 30 seconds. Okay, your order's 2 minutes away. All right, he's on his way now. Now it's on its way. Boom, it's been delivered. When?
Where?
3 minutes ago.
Go look outside. No, they're not here.
Then they deliver it across the street to a coffee shop.
They don't have. They needed burritos over there.
They sell burritos at that coffee
shop.
They
have burritos inside those doors.
It would have been a lot cheaper. Here's the thing about it, too. I didn't realize this. I just took Swag's delivery food virginity.
You've never ordered food before in a delivery app?
Other than a pizza? No.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I've got any number of places within a mile of my condo.
You never just lazily don't want to go anywhere and just want to be in your tidy whities?
No.
And
I don't want to pay all the extra fees and tips and all that crap.
Do you pay tips for pizza delivery?
Maybe a buck.
How often do you order
you
a pizza?
You tip a delivery driver $1?
It's a pizza. Yeah, there's a delivery fee. Like I said, I haven't ordered a pizza in a long time. We haven't had pizza at like...
$1? What's the point?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
I'm asking you, what's
I'd
the point
I'd rather almost
tipping?
Not have a tip than I think a $1 tip.
$1 is a very
that's
insulting
almost, that's
tip.
That's disrespectful. That's more disrespectful than not tipping at all.
That's how much I tip a bartender for a drink.
Yeah, for one cocktail.
Here's,
or
well,
a
here's
beer.
$1.
Like, here's a buck.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Man. Yeah, a dollar a drink.
Pizza and a cocktail cost about the same these days.
Well, it depends on where you're getting the pizza from.
Yeah.
That's, you
where
blew
you
my mind.
Cocktails from?
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Yeah, that's interesting. I used to do those a lot at the old house. I now live in an area where I don't have to do it as much. I can walk to go get stuff. But I was, a frequent orderer of food and delivery.
No,
because you're lazy, you got the kid, you don't want to load anybody in the car. You're just like, dude,
that I understand.
Don't cook.
When you're
like,
with younger kids and you're like, nope, just bring me.
Can't get him down for a nap. Now it's 4 o'clock. I got to cook dinner in an hour. When am I even going to do this? I need some food and I need some food stat.
You're eating delivery food an hour before you cook dinner. Huh?
I'm just hungry. Give me some food.
Double dipping there.
I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, look, you don't have to have kids, I think. That's a pretty common thing is to have food. Danny has food delivered here every day.
He has food delivered every day for lunch. Yeah.
What I don't like is my filter keeps getting changed. So it's like I'll order, I'll get to the checkout, and they'll say, turns out we don't deliver where you're at. And I'll go to see where I'm at. It's either set for some reason, in Federal Way. Which, like, what?
Huh? Why'd that happen?
Or it's my home address. And I'm like, I clearly clicked this work address.
I had it one time where I was at a park with my dog, and I didn't realize. I thought that when I was ordering food, I think it was on, like, a football Sunday, and I was out, you know, trying to run the dog in the morning so he would be worn out. And then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to watch football all day. And I thought it was set to my delivery address. Like to my home address for the food to get delivered, but it was locating me for the delivery. So I'm like standing in the park, throwing a ball for my dog, ordering food for the day. And then I leave, I go home and I'm like, yes, put my feet up, ready to watch some NFL football. And then I get a random message. It's like, where are you?
I'm here. Looking for you.
I'm like, what do you mean? I'm home. Where's my food? Like, yeah, I'm here. I'm like, no, you're not here. I'm looking out the window right now. And then it slowly dawned on me that they were at the park.
I wonder how much that happens.
Oh, I bet it happens all the time. I mean, it just happened to you guys. Somehow your burritos got delivered across the street.
Leave it in the slide, man. I'll be there in 10.
Leave it under the swing. I'll come find it, bury it in some bark dust, and nobody takes it from me.
$1.
$1 tip. Controversial take right there.
What's the common tipping procedural for pizza? Because that delivery fee is not a tip.
I don't ever
order. That's a fee for them delivering it to you. There's a tip that's
separate.
Yeah.
If you're a deliverer,
I know where
the pizza
place is, and it's not that far.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not about the duration of it. It's about the, you didn't have to leave your house. You're welcome. Here it is at your door.
It's like a thank you. You don't make
a lot
of money.
Well, the last time we ordered a pizza was probably years ago as well.
It's been a while.
Damn, like years ago?
Like, do you get pizzas and take them home? Like, do you give her go get like a pop? Remember, are you just not a pizza guy?
No, since we started doing keto.
I just eat pork butt.
A lot of meat. A lot of salad.
Mmm. Dressing?
Yeah.
It's chicken.
You're a ranch guy?
No, I hate ranch.
Italian.
Italian. I make my own vinaigrettes. I make a fine champagne vinaigrette dressing.
Champagne?
Champagne vinegar, yeah.
Random.
It's excellent.
It's a good poll question for today. If you're delivering a pizza, would you rather be tipped $1 or no dollars?
Yeah, I'd rather have no dollar.
I think I'd rather have no dollar.
A dollar, I'd feel like, what did I do wrong here?
What is it? What the hell, man? That's it? That's all I get? At least if it's zero, it's like, all right, that guy's just not into tipping. My wife worked in the food industry for a long time, and so we are adamant tippers in our household.
My mom was a waitress. Yeah, I tip everywhere. I probably tip more than I should.
Even when there's bad service, sometimes I'll still tip, and I'll begrudgingly look at her and be like, that person's lucky that you used to be a server, because that's the only reason they got a tip.
I certainly understand. There's a lot of people that I think would disagree with this stance, but even with bad service, I usually end up still tipping 15%.
I do too.
I know that's controversial.
Very controversial. For a couple of cheaps, it's very controversial. Yeah, but tipping is one thing that I just that's a weird one for me because of the household. We got a lot to get to. Statter story coming up in a moment. Eastern Conference Finals tips off. It's already 8:09, so I've already killed most of the segment. Can we ask the question? I'm going to read a tweet. And then we'll ask the question, what the hell happened to this guy? And where is the concern level? And it's funny because the guy he's connected to, I happened to watch last night. So the Giants are playing the Royals currently. Bobby Witt Jr., I don't know if you know if you're familiar with his game. Very good baseball player.
Yeah, overrated. Get to the playoffs.
You know where Bobby Witt Jr., they were in the playoffs literally last year. Bobby Witt Jr. was the second overall pick in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. In the draft, second overall pick. Not number one pick, number two pick.
Who did they lose to?
I don't remember, but I know they were in the playoffs.
The Royals were in the playoffs last year?
I'm pretty confident. I said that confidently. Now I'm going to go fact check myself. I'm pretty confident they were in the playoffs last year.
But you can't remember where they lost.
Dude, it's going to be really funny if they weren't. Hold on.
Did you have an Oracle moment?
I did not. They were in the playoffs. They were 86-76. I got to pull up their game log. Who did they lose to? Oracle? Do you know who they lost to?
He's nothing. Not even trying.
So they were
I'm
in the
playoffs.
All right.
Find it here.
2024. Hold on. Searching. This isn't even a Bobby Witt Jr. segment.
No, I'm just curious.
They lost to the No, they beat the Orioles and then
that's
lost
right.
to
they
the
swept
Yankees
the Orioles and
in
then
the
lost
division
the Yankees.
Series.
Don't remember that at all. So they made it to the division round of the playoffs
there
last
you go.
Year and they swept
good
the
year.
Orioles. The Orioles, I don't know if the Orioles have ever won a playoff
Bobby
game.
Wood Jr., good player. Confirmed.
And he was the number two pick, and usually when you're a number two pick, everybody pays attention to the, well, who was the guy that went directly ahead of you and how is that comparison working out? Well, currently in Baltimore, they're not very happy because in that draft, Adley Rutschman was the number one overall pick. Jason LaConfora is a friend of the show. He covers the NFL, but he's also a Baltimore guy. He tweeted this last night. The O's lost again. They just fired their manager last week or earlier this week, whenever it was. And Jason LaConfora tweeted, Adley Rutschman belongs in AAA. It really is that bad. He is not MLB quality at anything baseball related. He hasn't been for almost a full year. They passed on Bobby Witt for this. Always safe, always sorry. Now, I knew the O's were having a bad year.
Yeah,
because they
bad.
Just fired their manager.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see this tweet. I'm just scrolling. I'm like doing some show stuff last night. And I'm like, wow, that's a. I thought he was like the darling of Baltimore. He was in an all-star game a couple of years ago. I knew maybe he wasn't quite living up to number one overall pick hype. He is hitting 209 this year
yeah.
with four home runs and 11 RBIs.
He is not producing at all from the plate
whatsoever. This is his fourth year in the big leagues, too. So it's not like this is a, hey, it's a young guy slowly figuring it out. This is year four in the bigs for him. He's hitting barely over 200.
I kind of felt bad. Did you see the announcement from the Guardians? Bazana?
No.
Oblique strain.
Yeah, he's out 8 to 10 weeks.
I hate to say this, man. I'm starting to kind of worry that...
You got the Oregon quarterback thing going on a little bit?
There's a little bit something here. It's like, who's the best player? Matt Boyd or Stephen Kwan? Because every other top-end prospect...
Who's the best... Is it Ellsbury the best all-time? Who would be the best all-time Beaver baseball? Is there a guy... Maybe there's a guy way back in the day
Ellsbury
that I'm not forgetting.
Ellsbury certainly had his moments.
He had a great career.
But once he got that contract...
It faded quickly.
It faded pretty quickly.
Is there somebody I'm forgetting? Conforto's had a fine career, but he's never been
dude,
a...
Dude, talk about struggle bus.
Yeah, I know. He was a Giant and last year.
Conforto has been.
He's struggling with the Dodgers
right
now.
I'm very familiar with his work.
It's more like the top-end prospects have just not really... Like Madrigal, I was convinced, was going to be an absolute canvas stud.
And he got off to a great start, too.
Yeah.
He was hitting... I mean,
now
he was
playing for both Chicago's. I don't even know where he's at right now.
Chicago, is he playing for? I don't know. Yeah, this one sucks, man. I root for these local kids to have success. And look, we're not
the whole season is a disaster.
The whole season's been a disaster, so it's not all on him. But him hitting barely over 200, it's like, dude, what?
I mean, get it to the league average, right? Get 220.
Get to 250.
I mean, 220, 230, 240.
Yeah, it's, I think number one overall pick, they want more than 220. He hit 250 last year, but to Lock and Forest point, it kind of faded in the back half of the year
gotta
for him.
I got to say something. What I can't believe I'm saying it.
Uh-oh.
There's real energy right now. Schulte ends up getting the last laugh out of this whole Cal Raleigh thing.
Best catcher in the bigs? Was that his take?
That was the take. And at the moment, remember, that Rutschman was playing good baseball.
He was.
And so in that moment, everybody's like, ha, 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 what a stupid take. Big dumper. Big dumper.
He's pretty good.
Good little player.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. He's up there right near the top of
home run
leaders.
Yeah. He's going to have a bobblehead night here coming up here, the big dumper, if he hasn't already. Like
the big dumper.
He's having a nice little run for himself in Seattle, and our guy after the home run derby in Seattle with his dad pitching to him, not having a good season.
Dude, that was such a cool moment.
Great
him
moment.
Going both ways, swinging from both sides of the plate, his dad throwing to him. Mm-hmm. Like, that was such, in the Northwest, too, like back in Seattle. Like, man, that was awesome.
It was.
And it just hasn't quite, I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him to turn it around.
He needs to get out of Baltimore.
Oh, that thing we're blaming the city now? It's like Mariota in Tennessee. It's Tennessee's fault.
The team's a joke.
They were in the playoffs last year.
Would they lose to
the Kansas City Royals? You come full circle. Yeah, Cal Raleigh has 15 home runs on the year. The only guys with more, Judge, Ohtani, and Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
We have a random one like that on the Giants right now. Do you know that Wilmer Flores is one RBI off the Major League Baseball lead?
Had no idea.
No clue. Right? No. Nor should you.
I learned something new about baseball every day. You know, the Royals were in the divisional round last year.
He had a two-game stretch this last weekend. They beat the A's in back-to-back games. 9-0, 1-0. He drove in all 10 runs in the two games.
Man.
That helps. That helps the RBI total.
What's worse, Adley's hitting or swag tipping $1?
Ooh, that's a good poll question, too. I think I go...
There's just no delivery scenario where tipping $1 is the protocol.
Yeah, when you do... Like, whenever I haven't done one in a long time.
You cheap white?
Whenever I would order food on delivery service, I always tipped extra. Because that sucks, dude. That's not a fun job to do. You're out driving around. Like,
I said the same thing. I went to a local pizzeria, of a chain one, but we went and picked it up. And the delivery driver was coming out at the same time I was coming out with my order. and he was loading up his delivery in his car. Do you know what he was driving?
What was he driving?
2025 brand new BMW SUV that looked like it might be a $95,000 car.
That probably screams, I'm not responsible with my money, but...
But what if he's cleaning up?
Just making a ton of money?
Just getting all the shifts?
18 hours a day grinding, getting big tip money from guys like us, just schmucks like us, giving him $20 a burger that he delivers.
How do you afford this in Happy Valley? Oh, I just deliver pizza all day.
That's all I do, man. I'm grinding out here.
$1. Man, that's insulting.
There's some baseball and some tipping notes for you right there. What's worse, $1 or $0? And Natalie Rutschman, let's figure it out, buddy. We're rooting for you. Also, I did have the Rockies in my notes, but we used that for stinking it up earlier.
I mean, we don't need to spend
They are the worst team in baseball history.
We don't need to spend time.
Worst team in baseball history. For fastest 40 losses since 1895.
What did you make of Walker Buehler being ejected yesterday?
I see. He was pissed about the strike zone. I saw that.
But did you see it?
Yeah.
All arguing and
he
the
must have said
thing.
A couple of magic words because
oh,
it did not take long.
No,
it was a quick trigger.
That was
and
fast.
He was hot.
Cora was pretty pissed too. He came out and the guy just wasn't giving him anything and he got ejected. Yeah. It was I love watching guys get tossed.
There's some baseball stuff for you. Let's get the Statter story. That is next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
Boy, oh boy, nothing gets people fired up more than tipping culture.
No kidding.
Talking Listen. Tipping is...
In restaurant, other
Jason
things.
Jason Swigart is not a fan favorite right now.
Well, it's really just delivery when your only job is to deliver.
Well,
and
they
I
also
know
made the pizza.
Away.
They made the pizza.
That guy didn't make the pizza.
Sometimes they do.
Sometimes
Have
they pull the money together.
Huh? Where, okay, tell me something real
this
quick.
This is why I go. I
where
usually
have you
will,
worked?
Huh?
Where did you work before The Fan and before you got to college? What was your job in high school?
Most of the time, I worked at a grocery store.
Is that it? No restaurant experience?
I worked at Taco Bell for one summer.
Okay.
But no, not in the service industry.
Okay.
So, now, in restaurant, other services, went got my hair cut the other day. Giselle takes great care of me. Big tipper.
Bet she likes you, too.
Well, her husband's listening, so husband's a big fan of the show.
Oh, well, I shouldn't make stupid jokes.
You shouldn't.
Probably shouldn't do that. Sorry. Not ideal. Can I read some of these thoughts, then we'll get to Stat or Story?
But when it's your job and I know how far the pizza place is and you're 20 minutes late, sorry.
Somebody said, I tip everywhere, but mostly because I know how poorly most in the service industry are paid. I would 1,000% prefer the European model where a living wage
I
for
agree.
A service staff 100%. Was actually in the price.
Yes.
And tipping was
it's
what it was meant to be,
here.
A sign of extra appreciation for good service, but something that is mandatory given poor compensating of wait staff.
They've tried that. Part of the problem is things
no,
now
they
are
haven't.
So expensive.
They've tried?
I've been to some places in Portland where, yeah, it's...
Oh, no tipping.
No, they put on, there's a surcharge or something.
A gratuity added on top of the bill.
And the backlash for that is more than
yeah.
appreciation.
But like, is $4 more on a $1 pizza delivery, is that going to make or break your life? That's giving them a five spot versus a $1
It was probably only because I had a dollar. I didn't have anything else.
That's all you had.
Probably what it was.
Because I used to deliver pizzas. $5 was a nice standard. Sometimes more, yeah. sometimes nothing. Around Christmas, $20 to $30 tips were nice. Somebody said $1 is an insult. Somebody said 4 to 5 minimum.
Hey, I'm 15%. Always
looking for a fiver. Somebody said $1 tip gets you your pizza spit on next time if you order from the same place. Jordan said, you do realize if you've ordered pizza from that place more than once, what happened to your pizza after a $1 tip? So I hope you didn't.
He said it's been a couple
again.
Years.
Yeah. And then somebody said, a buck is a buck. I'll tear it up in front of your ungrateful little face if you don't want it back. So, you know, everybody's all over the map this morning.
That's
all right.
Lady Swag texting in.
That is. $1's $1! Goes a long way in its economy. Saturday story time. You want me to go first? I'll go first.
Sure.
You love to go first.
Yeah, why not? Let me go first. Your number today, ladies and gentlemen, is five.
Okay.
Is it?
The amount he doesn't tip.
The amount of money. Excuse me. Sorry. Hold on. I got my number wrong. My number is four. My apologies.
Do you need help counting? Or?
I do actually sometimes need help counting. Math is not my strong suit. Four.
All right.
Is it the number of kindergartners that went to the hospital?
Tyrants.
After a kid in their class brought in alcoholic Jell-O shots and gave them
oh,
to him.
Man.
Or wow. is it the number of strikeouts that Hayden Birdsong had last night, lowering his ERA to 1.91 in a Giants win over the Royals?
You knew we'd not know the stats.
I knew
that
you
game.
Wouldn't know that stat. I just hoped he didn't
so
see the story.
So you're saying he had four total Ks?
Four total Ks or four total kindergartners that
I'm gonna
went
go story.
To the emergency
story.
Room.
Story.
You're going to go story.
Yes,
double
I
story.
Am. Double stories.
Double stories.
Damn it.
In a rare occurrence.
I
win
one.
I don't win a lot of these. Hayden Birdsong had four Ks last night, lowering his ERA to 1.91. He's now in the starting rotation.
Yeah, that was a scoreless game.
Birdsong
going late in the game.
Birdsong was singing last night. Yeah. Giants got a nice win.
Is he related to Otis?
I don't think that he is. Okay. No, three kindergartners went to the emergency room for precautionary reasons after a student in their class brought in alcoholic Jell-O shots in a kindergarten class in Pennsylvania. How would you react if your kindergartner got an alcoholic Jello shot?
Well, there's,
I'd be terrified.
There's a couple of things here. One, did the kid just look in the fridge or freezer and see Jello and not know what it was?
Actively investigating to find out how the kid got a hold of the alcohol, or were they made by the parents and then he grabbed them out of the fridge? There's an active investigation going on.
Context is everything here. If the kid just opened the thing one day, throwing crap in his for a lunch, and
I mean, there's also a follow-up there of why is booze so accessible for a five-year-old?
Yeah. You got to be hiding the Jello shots if you're refrigerating them.
There's that.
Yeah, if you're making Jello shots, you put them in a spot in the fridge.
If the kid knew what he was doing, then we got a different issue.
You got some problems.
Mommy, Daddy laugh when they drink these. I'm gonna laugh.
Looks like fun. Hey, Billy, you want to take a Jello shot with me in kindergarten class? They took them for precautionary reasons. Oh. I think all the kids ended up being okay, but I'm sure that was an entertaining day in kindergarten.
They didn't get too sick.
They did not get too sick.
I just wonder how long it took the teacher to figure out from the kids either being sick or acting goofy or falling down or whatever's going
on. A bit of a red flag too if you're a kindergarten teacher and you see another kid bring in Jello shots. Like, wait a minute. I know what Jello shots look like. Can I get a whiff of those real quick before you take? Okay, you're not drinking those.
I'll go next.
Go, sure.
Save our swag for last there. Your number is 46.
46.
46. Is it the combined total of points between SGA and Chet last night in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals?
What do you have, 31?
Or 31. Is it the age of a man in Turkey who got absolutely hammered and ended up joining a search party, and they were searching for him?
Ah, he didn't realize they were searching for him, but he's walking around.
He was literally walking around helping him search.
Billy!
What's with you two and drunk stories this morning?
I just thought this was a really funny story.
I know SGA had 31.
He did.
Chet had a decent game. I don't know if he had 15
Think. We'll see.
I'm going to go story. Give me story. Final answer.
15.
Story.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Both suck.
We're red hot rolling today.
It's a stat. 46 points. Chet had 15. Okay. SGA with 31. No, the man is 50.
50-year-old.
A 50-year-old man in Turkey had been drinking with friends on Tuesday. He then wandered into a forest in the Bursa province. When he failed to return, his wife and friends alerted local authorities, and a search party was sent out. He then stumbled across the party and then said, "Can I help you?" And they said, "Absolutely. We're looking for a man." When members of the search party began calling out his name, he replied, "I'm here."
"I'm right here."
He was then taken to the side by somebody in the search party, and then he was begging for them not to punish him. He said, quote, "My father will kill me." 50-year-old man.
50-year-old man.
Still living with dad.
They drove him home. No indication if he was actually fine. But imagine you're in the woods.
Oh, yeah, I'll help you guys out. Who are you looking for?
Yeah. We're looking for Bob.
Dude, let's help you out.
Bob.
Wait, Bob, there's another Bob out here?
Then eventually,
Andy.
Andy.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait.
What do you want?
Wait.
I'm searching. What do you want?
Yeah, I'm right here. What do you need? That's fantastic.
All right. Yeah, your final number is one.
One.
Is it?
Tip total.
Well played.
I mean, you picked the number.
I picked that number last night. Is it, prior to last night's game, one of the Western Conference Finals, the number of players on the Thunder roster who had previously played in a conference finals?
Oh, I'm going to get
this. Or is it the number of wins George Wendt had in his 6 Emmy nominations for Best Supporting Actor?
Caruso, right? Wasn't Caruso with the Lakers
Caruso
in the bubble?
Won a title. It wasn't Jalen. No SGA.
No.
No Jalen. No Lou.
Hartenstein wasn't because they never got there.
Hartenstein was on the Knicks. My only hang-up is...
What are we forgetting?
Well, I'm just worried if Lou Dort was on a... I think the Thunder in the first year of his career lost to the Rockets in the bubble.
Yes. That sounds right.
I don't think they got to the West Finals.
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat.
You're going stat?
I'm going stat.
Yeah, I'm going stat as well.
Alex Caruso, the only one with the Lakers back in 2020. The least experienced by a team to make the conference finals since the 2013 Pacers, who had one total game of experience entering the conference finals where they lost to the Heat. Yeah, Caruso played five games for the Lakers in 2020. No, George Wendt received six Emmy nominations as Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series during his run during Cheers, but never won a single one.
I don't know why I was thinking about that one so hard and looking at the roster. I literally read the six nominations. I knew that number.
You knew that's the story.
But as soon as he said the stat scenario, I kind of blanked out the story.
Yeah, you started looking at the roster.
And I started looking at the roster.
Let's double check. That's wild that he never won one of them. Yeah, six times nominated.
There's guys
I'd have to go back and look and see
who won those.
Because what
years.
Other shows? Obviously, Seinfeld was going on over that.
What was the last year of Cheers? Was it 32 years ago it ended?
Something like that. 90 something.
So early 90s.
Yeah, there's another actor of a recent comedy that like famously kept getting nominated and not winning. Oh, you know who was? It wasn't a comedy. It was John Hamm.
Mad Men.
He got nominated a ton consecutively, never won.
I kind of want to look this up now.
Now I'm nervous that I said that out loud, and you're going to find out that John Hamm has like five Emmys.
You said that very confidently.
Well, I just feel like there was an actor I remember like kept getting nominated and just could not break through.
I'm going to see if I can Google this. We'll see if we can have some answers for you on the other side, because I'm curious to look down memory lane and see who we lost to those years. Maybe play some Did They Get the Vote Right?
I love playing that as a look back.
So we'll do that coming up next. Here's Statter Story every Wednesday at 8:15. Also next, the Eastern Conference Finals tips off from the Garden.
Oh my gosh,
are we excited? It's going to feel like 1998 all over again. Indiana, New York. We'll dive a little bit into that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I enjoy this one, talking about searching for yourself in a party when you're the one who's missing. Somebody said along those lines, at Oregon, I always walked to 7-Eleven for beer because it was close. One night, I had a few, decided to drive to get more beer. Upon exiting the 7-Eleven, force of habit took over and I walked home, completely oblivious to the fact that I drove.
Oh no, missing man car.
I had to get up early the next AM, still a little dusty. I thought someone stole my car and convinced my roommate to take me to the police station to file a report. Likely still smelling of beer, they told me to go home. Later that day, I realized, yeah, it was my bad. My car was still at 7-Eleven, just sitting there in the parking lot. Dude, where's my car?
Ah, where's your car, dude?
And we looked up who George went and lost to, primarily in the Emmys.
Yeah, four times to John Larroquette, who played Dan Fielding, the prosecutor, now, this, in Night Court.
This is your forte of television. I don't watch either of those shows.
You right didn't watch vote? Night Court?
I did not watch any Night
he
Court.
He was hilarious
it
in
was
Night
good.
Court.
The correct vote then? It wasn't in a...
You would have liked to seen him win one, but...
Yeah, give him one time.
He lost to Woody one of the years.
Somebody said Bob Odenkirk's another one who never won.
Yeah, maybe it's Odenkirk better I was thinking Saul. About. Yeah.
So, probably the first year, he lost to the guy that played Schneider from One Day at a Time. This is 1984, so so he was in there with Coach from Cheers his first year, and then Tom Poston, who played the handyman in Newhart,
didn't know that show,
and then the guy that played one of the stuffy supporters in Benson with Robert Guillaume when he was
kind of old school on me now.
1984 probably his best chance, probably should have won it there.
John Hamm won in 2015 for Mad Men, but before that he had lost seven straight times in the same category.
That's pretty wild.
And then George Went lost the last year of six straight years in 1989. He lost to Woody Harrelson from Cheers.
Six straight years to lose from somebody else to you in the same show, it's got to be tough too.
Bryan Cranston beat John Hamm on that.
I mean, it's hard to disagree.
Did you watch Mad Men?
I did watch Mad Men.
I can't remember if you'd watched Mad Men.
I didn't watch it when it was live. I've gone back and watched it since.
Ham's amazing in that show.
He's great in that show. It's an unbelievable show, man. AMC had a good run there. Eastern Conference Finals tips off tonight.
Yeah.
Knicks, Pacers, the goddamn throwback series. They're making them the NBA, where Adam Silver was right, is saying no more of this dumb graffiti, stupid modern uniform crap. You're giving everybody nostalgia. The only thing we're missing is a little round ball rock going into the game tonight. But you're getting a series from our childhood that was very relevant in Indiana and New York. Reggie Miller, Spike Lee, right? The memories will come out tonight. And we get a pretty fun and entertaining Eastern Conference Finals where it's New York back for the first time in 25 years. And it's Indiana and their second consecutive Eastern Conference Finals. What do we expect tonight in the Garden?
Fireworks.
Fireworks.
Kind of a lower scoring affair. I think we're instantly going to get hatred showing itself
right out of the gate.
Well, I mean, these are two teams that played each other just last year. I know we like to go back to the 90s and talk about 94 and 95. And
this is how rivalries brew, though. You got to play the same team in the playoffs multiple times.
Larry Johnson, like we can go 2000. I think the very next year after LJ's 4-point play, the Pacers eliminated them the next year. Like, there is such a history here. And I thought Nick Costos summed it up very, very well. This is the team he hates the most. He's a Knicks fan. It's not the Celtics. It's not the Sixers. It's not even the Heat. Remember the Heat fights we used to get in the late 90s with P.J. Brown and the Allen Houston game winner? It's a memorable moment. Yep. It's the Pacers.
Yep.
The heartbreak, the history of it. Halliburton and Brunson had a WWE moment. Like, literally, we're, you know, facing off in a WWE moment. So I think all of this stuff makes this so much more exciting. And, you know, not to have takeaways from game one and say that's going to be the whole series, But I don't know if you'd be shocked if you found out the Knicks-Pacers goes a full seven and it's a good series versus what we're going to get maybe in the Thunder.
It did in last year in the second round. New York jumped out to a 2-0 series lead, and then they lost four of the next five and lost game seven on their home floor, 131-109.
This will be a Styles make fight, control for pace of the game. Is there a way that Indiana can get it to go up and down the floor more? And then
Cat needs to be big, man. Like, you cannot have those games.
If the Knicks make threes, like Cat, OG Anunoby, whoever else, and that stretches out the defense, and Brunson has then more room late to go one-on-one with whoever trying to guard him.
Yep.
That is definitely in the Knicks' favor. If they start bricking from outside and Indiana can pack it in towards Brunson, Knicks are going to have a hard time scoring if they don't get
fouls.
What
do you think is going to happen? I think this is a seven-gamer.
I would pick it to go seven, yeah. Knicks probably winning in seven. I'm okay with that prediction. I'll stick with you. Knicks in seven.
I think the Pacers might get this in six.
Pacers are playing such good basketball right now.
Here's Brunson on last year's series.
I mean, it still kind of bothers me, but I feel once you get into the season, you start thinking about the next game and everything like that. Obviously, it was a missed opportunity last year playing them at home in Game 7, regardless of who we had out there. Don't really know, like, a timetable, but, I mean, it definitely hurt. That we lost.
They just lost. They got blown out in that
That's
game.
That's a great follow-up question. Hey, what bothered you about losing Game 7 on your home floor with a chance to go to the conference finals on the line?
I mean,
I don't know that we lost Game 7 on our home floor with a chance to go to the conference finals.
The thing about the Pacers is, like, Siakam, Nesmith, Turner, Nembhard, Halliburton.
Nesmith has been the guy that's got my attention most for the Pacers in terms of guys that, okay, who's going to be, like, number two or three or the X factor sort of thing. I mean, sure. I know what Halliburton can do. I know what Siakam can do, but in the playoffs so far, it's been him. And the games that Nembhard actually makes jumpers, then I don't know what you do.
Brunson had a bit of an interesting playoff last year because he burst out into the scene. He goes in. He's a bucket. I felt like by the end of that Pacer series, he was exhausted. And now they're a step further in, that they're facing each other again. I'm kind of curious to see how does he hold up in this one, because he's already been asked to do a lot. They play heavy minutes. DiVincenzo last year in that Game 7 had 39. DiVincenzo ain't there no more.
Nope.
So this is where Karl-Anthony Towns, in place of Hartenstein. Hartenstein, by the way, had 0 points in that game. They got blown out. So there's a little bit of a pride factor, I think, that you got to be taking into consideration. The other part of this, too, is just so interesting of watching the Indiana Pacers get back to the NBA Finals would be wild, because zero people picked that scenario.
Nobody thought that would happen. Even though they were in the conference finals last year, nobody would have picked that.
But I have friends and the league are all really pulling for New York.
Everybody wants the Knicks to win. Outside of people in Indiana, everybody wants the Knicks to win.
Really?
I think so.
You think America wants the Knicks?
I think America desperately wants the Knicks to be in it.
Yeah.
I think the NBA Finals, and this is no offense, we're a small market. People would say this about Portland if they were in the conference finals. The NBA Finals is exponentially more interesting with the Knicks involved.
Well, especially if it ends up being the Thunder.
I mean, they haven't won a title since 1973. Yeah. I mean, they've known nothing but losing for basically the last 30 years. Like, it's been nothing but L's, man. And so, yeah, the atmosphere, the Madison Square Garden, the celebrities, the attention that it would bring on the NBA.
Yeah, but the Knicks fans haven't helped themselves here. Listen to this.
Thanks to Jackson and Zach, our producers, who came here to the Garden tonight and are going out to humanity. I'm just walking to my hotel. I'll be fine. Thank you to Bontemps as well. We'll talk to you in a couple of days.
A few moments later.
How do you feel about Boston losing? I don't give a f***. Knicks is sick. Suck all that down. Suck all that down. What are you going to say?
Yeah, look, not great. There's also a lot of, like...
That's a lot of them, man.
There's a lot of them. Those fans exist, though, in every fan base, they exist. They absolutely exist.
Okay, show me the evidence that Pacer fan follows Brian Windhorst, pelts him with garbage, and tells him he's a bitch. Find me that video.
Yeah, there's bad apples in every fan base.
Come on, man.
There is absolutely bad apples in every fan base.
Every one Timothée Chalamet, there is, like, 15 Knicks fans are the opposite.
There's
also a
lot more Knicks fans because it's a much bigger city than
100% right.
Indianapolis.
I'm torn here. I love the story of Brunson. It would be so funny if Luka and Brunson both got rings. Like, God, how stupid would Dallas look? And it there's somehow New York has framed themselves as underdogs. And I'm just blown away by that.
Yeah.
Because you don't get a New York-based team very often that make you feel like they're underdogs. And I feel like they're underdogs.
Last night was a bit of a dud for me in the Western Conference Finals. I hope tonight is not. I hope we get a great game. New York, Indiana, game one of the Eastern
What's
Conference Finals.
What's the line Finals. On that? How does
Four and a half. New York's favored by 4.5. Whoa. That's a tight line. Tight line.
If Chalamet is there, I'm betting on the Knicks.
Bing bong. Bing bong.
He's the chosen one.
We got some breaking news in the National Football League. We'll wrap it up there next on The Fan. So keep it. All right, welcome back in. We'll get this a lot during the show.
This is a little bit of an upset.
It is I would say it's a massive upset based on the reporting that we had seen as of late. It seemed like this was a foregone conclusion, not a foregone conclusion.
I know who we need to thank for this.
I also don't like the team, and I root against them, but I will give them a major tip of the cap because their announcement of this is fantastic level of trolling and petty that
it's
I can appreciate.
Good, yeah. I hate both teams.
Oh,
in that
go
picture,
look at their team Twitter account. Okay. Phenomenal. it has been announced after everybody told us all week that this is definitely going to happen. It definitely didn't happen, and the NFL has not voted to ban the tush push. The tush push remains and lives on for another year.
As the Eagles put out on Twitter with a picture of Hurts at quarterback and the Packers on defense, push on.
It's perfect.
Suck it, LaFleur.
Green Bay is the team that wanted to ban. They, you know, did the ban, and their original one was dumb. It didn't pass the last time
so
this came around.
Is that a Monday night game in Week 10?
Ooh, let me pull
I thought
up their
it was
schedule.
A prime. It was a Monday night or Sunday night.
Here are the teams that voted with the Eagles.
So you need 75% of the league to vote with.
24 of the 32.
It was 22-10. So they were just
it was
a couple
close.
Votes shy.
They were close.
Here are the teams that voted with the Eagles to keep the tush push alive.
Who saved it?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
I mean, Derrick Henry, I'd push the hell out of that dude. Patriots, I'd shove Drake May all day.
Shoving Drake May.
Well, they loved the quarterback sneak in the Brady
they do.
Days.
Jets.
Well, they can't
Justin
throw
Fields.
It.
Justin Fields.
So, yeah.
And then the Lions. Lions dropped the reseeding proposal.
Yeah, I see Dan Campbell.
So New Orleans didn't vote with him?
Mm-mm. Why would New Orleans vote for him?
That was Kellen
Moore.
They've had multiple coordinators go on to be head coaches who have benefited greatly from that.
I'd be willing to
Kellen's
bet real money.
Kellen's knocking on the owner's door right there. Go, hey, what are we doing?
I bet real money that Kellen, as the offensive coordinator, as a guy looking to redeem his name a little bit because it didn't end well in the Chargers, was like, I hate this play.
Mm.
I'm not calling this play. You call this Sirianni.
Yeah, this isn't my play. This isn't real football. This is rugby, damn it. By the way,
it doesn't take a genius to say, hey, we need a half yard. Everybody shove Jalen. He's strong.
Everybody push forward. They're at Green Bay. And so it's not in Philly. A little bit different. It's in Lambeau. Week 10, Monday Night Football.
There we go.
Week 10. My thing
That'll
on this is I won't name
them.
Names, but there's certain reporters I follow that I trust that like legitimately were saying this was going to be
a done deal. It was a done deal.
This was happening yesterday with the reseeding and the format change for the playoffs. Like it felt like, I mean, we had Costos on yesterday and he was like, I mean, this is going to happen. I don't know if I agree with it or not, but it's going every intel is telling
us
it's going to happen.
Well, this is where the owners go in there and they're the ones voting and I think...
So stop reporting then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
just
I think
stop
the people they're talking to aren't high up enough.
Your intel is clearly wrong.
Yeah.
Because people have been wrong all week. So if you're pro tush push, it will remain for the. I can't wait for this conversation again next March.
How do you stop the tush push? Oh, it's going to be brought back up, but
it will be every offseason.
I just.
Until it gets banned. Because Goodell wants it gone and he's trying to push it, put his thumb on the scales. But a handful of NFL teams outvoted him today.
I mean, you know, look, they get a lot of touchdowns with that play. There's other ways to beat the Eagles.
There are other ways. They have not won the championship every year they've been doing the tush push. I don't know if you're aware of that, but they have not won a title every year. They did win the title last year, and their play will remain for one more season. Couple of look backs from yesterday. We asked this one at the end of the show. Who do sports fans hate more, LeBron James or the Kansas City Chiefs? 70.8% of people said LeBron James. Overwhelming answer.
Look, there's context to these poll questions. They're not just random questions that we're just throwing out.
Statements on the show that usually lead to something.
But yeah, that's not surprising at all.
Best or worst record in the face of the Lions polling at 53% of people did want the playoff formatting changed in the NFL. Very tight, 53-47 was
cowards.
Your vote on that one.
Win a division and be rewarded.
But it will not happen. The Lions polled their proposal today. Western Conference Finals puck drop. We get McJesus in Big D. Who do we like, Blue Line Brandon? Edmonton or Dallas tonight?
We like Dallas tonight.
Like Dallas tonight?
We like Dallas.
They're a minus 130 on the money line.
What's the puck line?
What is that? Probably plus 150 or something?
Give me the puck line.
Stars minus 1.5 is a plus 190.
Plus 190.
Oh, Blue Line Brandon, we're going there.
We're going 2-goal win for the Stars tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right. And Knicks and Pacers, 4.5 is your line. Our money going on the Bing Bong Knicks tonight?
It's going on the Knicks tonight.
I'm going on the Knicks.
Game one.
Yep. Yeah.
Chalamet going to make out with Kylie Jenner at some point? We get a side cam of that during the game?
Movie star. Absolute movie star. I'd have been one of those guys yanking him out of the car.
Yeah, baby!
That'll do it for us.
If you missed any of the show, you can go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Durden Sprague and at 1080thefan on Twitter. We'll tweet it out here as soon as we are done. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. Hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.